And if you finally figured out how to jam everything into your airline carry-on, bad news, they're probably getting smaller. The International Air Transport Association proposed new guidelines yesterday. They said it's to optimize accommodation of bags, in other words, fit more in. And although the guidelines are not binding, a number of international carriers have already adopted them. U.S. carriers might follow. Let's bring in CNN's Maggie Lake. And Maggie, I have the new guidelines in front of me. Right now, the allowance is for bags that are 22 by 14 by 9. The new recommendation is 13 and a half, so about half inch off length and width, and then 7.5 inches. That's about an inch and a half off the depth. Remind us why airlines want to do this.
Yeah, and a collective groan on this entire story, right, from all of us who suffer with this. They're trying to increase space for everyone in the overhead bins, which we know is a massive problem. And you're right, this is going to hurt. And for those who didn't have the ruler out, if you're a frequent flyer in American or Delta, they're estimating the bags would need to be about roughly 20% smaller. Southwest passengers, you're going to feel it if they adopt this. You'd lose about 40% in bag space. And if you're looking for a visual, I think it's probably going to resemble something like those smaller wheelies that you see the pilots and the flight attendants walk on with, if you've ever been paying attention. So yeah, it's going to hurt.
A part of the problem is that more people are carrying on bags because airlines have, you know, charged fees for bags. And travel industry consultant Harvey Hartfelt is weighing in on that. He says, once again, the airlines are finding a way to make their problem the passengers' problem. You know, passengers would not bring on as many bags if there wasn't such a hefty fee.
That's exactly right. And that is the solution if you want to free up space for everyone. But of course, they're not likely to do that because they're making a boatload of money off of those bag fees. So this is the other thing the industry is considering because they recognize it's a problem. It's one of the most frustrating things about flying. My issue with this, it sounds like a great plan. Well, not a great plan, but it sounds like a plan. The problem is in execution. Nobody listens to the rules that exist anyway, no matter how hard the flight attendants try. Everyone puts their coat in the bin. And these flights are packed to capacity. And the seats are getting smaller. They're squeezing more of us on. So I'm not sure this is going to do anything to help the problem if they can't execute it. And good luck trying to police that at the gate with angry passengers.
Sure.
I wouldn't want to have to see that.
Everyone has given the evil eye, the hairy eyeball, to the person making their way down the aisle with the huge
bag,
you know, that will take up the whole bin. But for people who are, you know, are going to try to accommodate rather than have their bag taken away, I mean, will we have to buy new bags?
Yes, that is a thing. And we should point out that some international have adopted. American airlines have not yet. And in fact, Southwest and American telling CNN they don't have plans to change. Others have not responded. But a lot of people think it is an eventuality. Part of the issue is this luggage really isn't on the market yet. The industry working with luggage makers, they say they'll have something out toward by the end of the year. But again, it falls on us to buy another bag.
So they are working with the luggage industry.
Yes, sir. Surprise, surprise. Everybody wins but us.
It's a conspiracy. Well, it's interesting. It's just a look at how airlines are trying to accommodate to this new era of a lot of people flying and where can they get the dollars. And this might force more bags to be checked if you don't yet have the one that is the right size.
Absolutely.
We'll keep following this. CNN's Maggie Lake, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.